Last week at the preview for the Art Crush auction, both serious buyers and tourists crammed into the Baldwin Gallery to see what the Aspen Art Museum had to show. Large paintings and neon lights were on display. Lavishly dressed men and women were also on display, taking on the opulence of the event where wine and hors d'oeuvres were carried around on silver trays. The auction is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the museum, and they have a lot of momentum coming into it. The museum is fresh off of opening Chris Ofili's Night and Day exhibit. Like lots of contemporary art, Ofili's paintings are abstract and sometimes jarring. The show runs through the fall. Back at the gallery, visitors have come to see what the museum has to offer.
I like contemporary to a point, and it's very contemporary. And I don't know when there's the next change is, so we'll see. We shall see in the future. But I certainly think it makes Aspen brighter, better, and having a new art museum here. A lot of people don't like it, but I like it.
Madeline Larson is a former board member and gallery owner of the Aspen Art Museum. She says contemporary art isn't for everyone, but thinks the museum is making strides in raising its profile in the larger art community.
Well, I think Aspen Museum certainly enhances our city, enhances the tourists that come, and in the art world, I think it's going to go up only, right?
Night and Day has taken over 5 galleries in the 3-story museum and is one of the highest profile exhibits that the institution has shown. The touring exhibit features a controversial piece, the Holy Virgin Mary. The painting depicts a woman with her bare breast exposed and also uses elephant dung. The painting drew the ire of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani 16 years ago. Lisa Phillips, the director of the new museum in New York, helped to pick the curators of Night and Day. She visited the Aspen Art Museum and Anderson Ranch when the show opened. She says opinions have turned since the initial controversy.
We did not have any objections or complaints, only rave reviews from every quarter. So, you know, it was a complete change in perception from the art world, of course, supported what Chris was doing. But even in a broad sense, there was tremendous support and embrace of his work, which is truly distinctive.
Heidi Zuckerman, CEO and director of the Aspen Art Museum, says she doesn't think that the Ofili Show is their biggest or highest profile event. But her time spent in the building, which celebrates its first anniversary this weekend, has allowed her to realize something really important.
And I think that one of the things that we all kind of have as a goal in life is to be magical and to be part of things that are magical. And I think there have been a lot of magical moments in the last year.
Heidi says that the Art Crush fundraiser helped them raise an estimated $2.5 million so far. It's about 20% of their annual operating budget. Lisa Phillips says the Ofili exhibit at the Aspen Art Museum is a big break for the space, one that could catapult them into the forefront of the art world.
Well, I think it's a tremendous coup for the Aspen Art Museum, and I have to say that Heidi did have the vision to bring it to Aspen at a time when not every museum director could see that. So, you know, I think that Aspen is really lucky to have it, and I hope everyone goes and sees it.
Zuckerman says that in addition to serving and funding the museum itself, Art Crush also helps local businesses and restaurants.
A large number of people shopped in town those days. I know the hotels were full. I know the restaurants were hopping. I know that a lot of people were employed to put up and take down tents and serve food and wine. And we're really glad to be able to acknowledge the museum as this significant economic driver in our community.
Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.